Good evening, millionaires. Welcome to the Stock Market Show, where we meet every evening at 7 p.m. to discuss, analyze, and learn about the stock markets. Today's morning started with a scare, right? A gap down opening and then Nifty breaking 16,900, going down till probably 16,820, 830 ranges. Bank Nifty breaking 35,000, going down till what, 34,250. So it was definitely a bit scary in the morning. But again, a lot of that was actually contributed by RBL Bank, which again, for all the reasons that are being discussed in the market, which fell 18% today. So if you did not know, that happened. RBL Bank actually the MD and CEO stepped down 6 months before his term actually ended. And for that reason, RBL Bank opened with a gap down that continued to move down a lot and then kind of recovered towards the end of the day and closed 18% down. So there was definitely a bit of scare in the morning, but then it was a really pleasant uptrending day where both Nifty and Bank Nifty regained all the losses due to the gap down opening and closed well in the green. Back Nifty, in fact, it was a photo finish kind of a close for Nifty, where the actual close was at 17,101. But again, due to the weighted average close in the last 30 minutes in the market, the actual close in Nifty is at 17,086. And again, looking into Bank Nifty, things are super cool there because Bank Nifty could close above 35,000, which is definitely good, right? So it was definitely a really strong close in the market. But does that mean that is a real good up move is coming? We'll definitely discuss in tonight's show. So without further ado, let's get right into it. The name is Shariq Shamsuddin. Welcome to the Stock Market Show. As you can see, again, a bit of technical problems. Again, I'm doing the show like this. Really unfortunate. I cannot show you charts and we cannot do large analysis like that, right? Anyways, looking into the trades that were shared in the application today, one trade did go ahead and hit the target. It was AU Bank and it did hit the target of 2%. So that was really good. Now, let's enter the first segment of the show, Markets Today. So looking into Nifty moving up and closing well in the green, 0.47% up. So if you look into the daily candles, it's a good green candle which is formed there, right? So there was a price action which was formed on Friday, which indicated some sort of a weakness. But today's candle and the close really did take away that worry from the mind, you know. So let's see what Nifty is planning near 7,200, 300 range, which we know, as we've been discussing for a real long time, it's a major resistance zone for Nifty, right? So that's that. So Nifty went down till 16,830, which in fact is a support. So that support being taken and then moving up. There was a slight consolidation around 17,000, that being broken, then moving up with a lot of strength till 17,000. That also being tested, but again, the close slightly below 17,100 is what we could see. So speaking about who powered Nifty so much, as one as Nifty Pharma is one sector which moved up a lot, but otherwise it was banks, right? Sorry, banking sector, private banks actually contributed a lot to Nifty today. In fact, Nifty moved up nearly 82 points today. And out of this 82 points, nearly half of it were contributed by HDFC Bank, HDFC Housing Finance, and ICICI Bank. Just these three stocks contributing to nearly half of the up move in Nifty today. Now, speaking about Bank Nifty, closing up 0.58% today, outperforming Nifty and closing above 35,000 at 35,057, right? So one good thing here is, I did discuss about RBL Bank moving down 18% today. So even in that, so you could probably think, hey, what if RBL Bank, one sec. Yes, so you could probably think, what if RBL Bank did not move down today? How much up Bank Nifty would have been? That's where you have to understand that RBL Bank has very small weightage in Bank Nifty, and for that reason RBL Bank, even though it fell 18%, out of the 200 points up move in Bank Nifty, RBL Bank kind of contributed 45 points down move in Bank Nifty. So if not for RBL Bank, Bank Nifty would have moved 245 points up. That's it. So nothing major of a difference in Bank Nifty is what I am trying to say. Yes, there was RBL Bank moved down a lot, but it's not really affecting Bank Nifty a lot. So again, coming back to the major point, that ICICI Bank moving up by 1.22% and Kotak Mahindra Bank up by 1.4%. These two stocks actually gave a lot of power to Bank Nifty is what we could see. Speaking about the buzzing sectors from the day, Pharma, Nifty Pharma, again, as I mentioned earlier, up by 1.62% and FinNifty up by nearly 1%. Bank Nifty also up by nearly 0.6%. So none of the sectors actually moving down or deep in the red. It's just Nifty Media, which is down by 1%, but that's mostly because Zeal moved down by 4.1% today. So I think there is major profit booking happening in Zeal. As we know, after the Sony acquisition announcement, Zeal has moved up a lot. So it's natural profit booking kicking in, as what I believe. Looking into the stocks which moved a lot today, one is definitely, we discussed about this, Nifty Pharma closing up by more than 1%, Cipla up by more than 2%, Dr. Reddy, Sun Pharma, again, all doing well today is what we could see. Otherwise, Nifty IT had a lot of power, as we've been seeing off late, Nifty IT doing really well. But today, for a change, Infosys and TCS did not power up a lot, but it was TechM which moved up by 3.5%. But again, almost all the IT stocks doing well as what we could see. We already discussed about RBL Bank. Then I think I should probably mention about GMR Infra, which indeed is a interesting stock, I would say. I wouldn't use the word a great stock or anything of that. So it's an interesting stock, interesting company which does a lot of different stuff. But again, GMR Infra is up by 8.2%. But it's not about the stock is up 8%. I want to discuss the reason. The reason is, in fact, it has given a multi-year breakout now, multi-year high. It has created a multi-year high. And the reason is it's actually got a new contract to develop and manage an airport in Indonesia. So think about the kind of business they're doing internationally. So there are a lot of stocks like this with great opportunities. So if I had the screen, we could have gone into ticker tape and looked into the fundamentals of the stock. So I cannot do it today because I don't have the screen share today. So I want all of you to do that and use it as an opportunity, right? Because numbers wouldn't speak great there. So I really want to show something there. The next stock is Paris Defense. We've been talking really high about the stock since its IPO. And again, in the news, because DRDO has awarded a transfer of technology to Paris Defense, and the stock is up nearly 7%, right? Then FII DI data was not out. Let me check. It's still not out is what I can see. So let's move ahead into the next segment of the show, Markets Tomorrow. So again, I said this in yesterday's live and also in the market week ahead analysis article, nothing great is not expected from the market this week. Again, volumes can be less, no major data or announcement is to come out. So again, if you look into the international markets, European markets opened kind of weak and have been moving up since then. So Europe is slightly or trading in the green, I would say. US futures are in the green. Let's see what's happening. What is the price action there after the opening, right? So if you did not know, Nifty is kind of 1,600 points away from its all-time high, whereas in the US, almost all the indices, they've reached back to their all-time high. So that is the situation of the Indian market compared to the international market side. Otherwise, if you look into the OI analysis, that's what I actually put up as the title of today's video, which is really interesting, right? Because 17,000, if you remember, had the highest put OI buildup over the weekend. And today morning opening below 17,000, then a 150 points down move. I mean, I would have definitely hated to become that 17,000 put seller there, right? But anyways, what is super interesting today is there is a massive put addition, a put buildup at 17,000 and a good enough call unwinding from 17,200. So if you had looked at the OI buildup over the weekend, 17,200 had over a lakh call OI buildup, which was good enough. There was a good enough call OI buildup there. Now that has disappeared, right? There was net unwinding at 17,200, which is very interesting, you know? So now the largest call OI buildup is at 17,500 and the largest put OI buildup is at 17,000, which looks like a really good, easy range for Nifty to expire this week, this month, this year, right? So that's what I feel. And looking into, and again, I mean, the magnitude of the put buildup at 17,000 and the call unwinding at 17,200 can be conveyed by the fact that the put call ratio now is at 1.2. I mean, do you remember at any point in this month we seeing the put call ratio going to 1.0? I mean, this is phenomenal, right? The kind of put OI buildup at 17,000 is absolutely phenomenal. Looking into Bank Nifty, 36,000 having the largest call OI buildup, 34,000 having the largest put OI buildup. Now, this story has been continuing for 3 weeks straight, right? The largest call buildup at 36,000, largest put at 34,000. But one change here is, whenever this was happening, the put-call ratio PCR was at 1, under 1, but now it's at 1.1. Not as strong as Nifty, but hey, it's at 1.1. So what I'm looking into Nifty now or into the market now is Nifty has this amazing, real strong resistance zone at 17,200 to 17,300. Let's see how Nifty is behaving around that. Because even at 17,120 to 150 is a real good resistance for Nifty. So if you remember last Thursday, Nifty found it really difficult to break 17,130, which itself is a good resistance. Even the next day, 17,150 gap up opening and then coming down, 17,130 being respected as a resistance again. So let's see tomorrow. There are high chances that that could be tested and broken. But 17,200 to 300 is a zone in itself, which would act as a super important resistance zone in Nifty. And a similar zone in Bank Nifty is 35,500 to 36,000. 35,500, there's a small zone between 34,460 to 35,550 to be filled. Let's see if that's being filled, and then the whole range of 35,500 and up above can act as a resistance in Bank Nifty. So let's see if these levels are broken is when we can probably see return of some strength in the market. So definitely looking forward to seeing that. And it could be great if we could end this month on a good note, right? So let's definitely look forward to that. So this is my analysis for the week. This is what I think for the week. Again, I've been trading super conservatively this month, and even though the month has been super volatile, there's been crazy moves in the market. I'm sitting on top of some sweet good returns, profits this month, so I really do not want to ruin that. So probably I won't be trading tomorrow. I'm planning to enter my weekly Nifty selling position probably on a Wednesday again this week. So that's what I'm thinking as of now. Let's see again how the market is opening tomorrow and what the price action is. Maybe I might change my mind, but as of now, this is my honest thought. Right. So yeah, make sure that you read my pre-market report at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow to enter tomorrow's market with a lot of confidence. With that being said, let's enter the final segment of the show, the Shakta watch list for tomorrow. Again, I'll be sorry that I cannot share the screen and show you the stocks, but again, I'll read out the stocks for you. Number one on the watch list is Wipro. Wipro is beautifully consolidating. So you can definitely find the levels if you look into the 5-minute charts in Wipro. Then we have Biocon on the watch list. Then we have Adani Enterprises. And the final and the last stock on the watch list is Tata Chemicals, right? One beautiful stock which shot up from 300 to 800 within a matter of months. But again, a lot of stocks have done that, I know. But again, this is one stock I've been talking about a lot. Cool. So yeah, that's it. I do see we have two super chats and questions here. So number one is from Rakesh Chandran. Did you change option selling broker? Name any new? Yes, I have changed my option selling broker. Probably you saw that when I posted my profit screenshot on Instagram, right? So I'll be doing a P&L reveal video by the end of this week, month, year again, right? So when I do that, I'll talk about the new broker in length and why I shifted and why I love the new broker. Because if you've been knowing me, I mean, Rakesh Chandran, I'm sure that you're a part of the breakout community, right? This year, I've lost counts as to how many brokers I've tried out, right? I mean, with lesser capital, I've deployed lesser capital to multiple brokers, tried out a lot of brokers, first getting the first-hand experience, and then I've finalized the broker which I'm using now. So we can talk about that in length. Nihal Bandapalli, hey man, shorted few puts as BTST sell quantity. Little quantity. Amazing, man. But again, you could have probably used STBT. Yeah, you sold it today, you're buying it tomorrow. So STBT is what you did, right? But yeah, that's something good. But would have loved to know what strike you sold. That would have given me more info, right? Cool. So yeah, that's it from my side for tonight. Let's see. I mean, it's the last week. As I said, I mean, we have an yearly P&L to look into, to introspect with, right? So make sure that you make it better and do not make it worse for sure, right? So yeah, let's focus on that and end the year on a high. So with that being said, this is Mr. Adhishaktam signing off. Stay safe, stay invested. Wish you a very good night.